Hello?
Hello there, is it Craig?
Sure, yeah.
Hello there, Craig. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. I've given you a call, Craig. It's in regards to the inquiry you've made. You know, to look into the Scottish redress scheme.
All right, yeah.
Yep. So just to get that started and get the ball rolling for you now, Craig, we just need to ask you a couple of questions and get a bit of an understanding about what happened in your time in care, okay?
Okay.
Yep, perfect. So just to start there, pal, confirm with yourself, I've got your name on the system. That's Craig McMaster, is that correct?
Sorry?
I've got your name as Craig McMaster, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic, Craig. I've got on here a email address for you of McMasterCraig1@gmail.com. Do you still use that one, pal?
I do, sure, yeah.
Yep, fantastic. And of course, your telephone number, Craig, I'm calling you on today. Now, Craig, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, pal?
8th of June, 1976.
Fantastic. Okay. And just your postcode and your house door number, pal?
K880RL. And what was the other thing you said there?
Door number.
Sorry?
The door number.
Phone number? The house number, 79A.
The house number. 79A. And did you say it was K880 Romeo Lima?
Yeah.
Is it Westwood Avenue?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yep, perfect. And it's number 79A, you say, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic there, Craig. No problem. Let's get a note of that. Fine. Okay. And have you ever been known, Craig, by any other names at all in the past?
No, nothing at all. No.
Nope, no worries, pal. And what were your parents' names, Craig? What was their names?
Sorry?
What are your parents' names, pal?
My parents' names are John McMaster and Elizabeth Yeo.
Perfect. I'll put McMaster, that's fine. Now, the reason we ask that, basically, is when we do locate your records, it'll make it a lot quicker if we've got, obviously, you know, your siblings and your parents, for example. Now, John, do you know where you was living before you went into care?
Yeah,
where was it, sorry?
And here, before your place, with my mum.
Yeah, and do you know the address at all? It's okay if you don't.
Yeah, 2
Keith
Royal Place.
Okay, perfect, that's fine. And have you got any brothers or sisters at all, Craig?
Yeah, I've got a big brother and a big sister.
Yeah. And what are their names, Paul?
Donna McMaster and Jason McMaster.
And Jason McMaster, no problem. Now, like I said, it helps us find your records a lot quicker. When we do a search with your name, as you know, there may be other people called Craig McMaster. So this limits it down to yourself first, so we can get your folder a lot quicker. Because, as you know, back then, Craig, you know, say 20, 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, they weren't really computers, so they had them on, like, folder kind of thing. So it's a bit hard to track down otherwise. Now, what local authority were you cared under, Craig?
Sorry?
What local authority would you have been cared under?
I'm not sure, because it was a last G school I was in, and I just, like, I'm from here, and I get took to, like, Fife. It was in Fife, so it's like... 100 mile,
eh? Yeah. No, that's understandable. I'll put 5 pounds. Like I say, we will find out anyway. Like I say, with these questions, Jason, it's just what you know. If you don't know anything, just let us know. It's not a problem, because when we do a search with the provider anyway, so with the like local authorities, they'll provide us all the information we need. Now, Craig, what age was you when you went into care? How old was you?
14.
14. Okay. And you did say a school name a moment ago. What school was it you was in, sorry?
Hillside School in Aberdour. Well, that
Hillside.
Was the first one, then I was at, yeah.
Yep. Oh, where's how
and
long have you been outside?
I went from there into Kellogg.
Are you spelling that second one?
Sorry?
How are you spelling that second one?
I'm not actually sure how to spell it.
You reckon it's Cheller, did you say? Like C-H-E-L-L-E-R? Yeah, something along those lines.
Was it Kellogg it was?
Cheller, okay. And how long was you in Hillside for, sorry?
Just over a year, year and a half, something.
1 year? And what about Charlotte? How long was you in there for?
About 6 months.
6 months. That's fine. Now, John, if for example something must happen to you, and you're unable to receive the money, who would you like to receive the money in your absence? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
I'm not sure. My son.
Yeah, it can be anyone you want, John. Anyone at all. Well, what was your son's name, pal?
James McMaster.
Has he got a telephone number, John, at all?
John?
Sorry, Craig. Sorry about that. What I'll do, Craig, to be fair, I'll put your number down because I'm guessing if something must happen to you, then James would have your phone. Do you reckon that's about right?
Yeah.
No worries, Craig. I'll put your number down.
That's
it. And what was the reason, Ned, Craig, why you got placed into care?
Well, really just kind of being a bit of a juvenile delinquent, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, so I thought back then, Ken, but when I look back at it now, I think I've never really done anything that bad, Ken. It was really just no going to school and stuff like that.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine, I'll come there for you.
I certainly don't think I've done anything worth getting torn away from my family at 14-year-old, put it out there.
Yeah, no, you didn't do nothing, that's what I mean. It's got to be something really bad for that to happen, really, doesn't it? I mean, if it's something, you know, quite on the minor side, then I'd probably be a bit annoyed as well. Now, John, when you was in here outside school, was that where the, you know, abuse suffered? Was it like, for example, I don't just mean like, you know, the main kind of abuse, I mean like mental abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, assault, anything along those lines? Was any of those
up? Both places, yeah. It wasn't just that school. I mean, that's, back in the day, it was as if that was just the way it was supposed to be, and
You don't know any better, really. Especially being a child, you know, you're not going to know what's right and what's wrong. So at Healthside,
exactly,
what was the kind of things? Yeah, what was the kind of things they do to you at Healthside? What was the kind of things that was happening?
Just kind of take your stereo out, take your things off, keep threatening you, not getting out. Can sometimes no let you out, things like that. I was never getting sexual abused or anything like that, but
yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. No worries. Like I say, we can, even if, for example, even if they just used to shout at you or, you know, scream at you and things like that, we can still put a claim with that because that, believe it or not, is still abuse anyway. Now, even if, a lot of people do get restrained, would it be like forceful restraint what they do to you?
I get restrained a couple of times,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Fine. Writing this down for you. Okay. Okay, that's fine. And to be forceful with you. Did you ever, like, bully you at all? Like, any really mean names? Did he lock you in any cupboards or anything like that? No, neglect you with food?
You could talk to your dad. I neglect your food. I need to lock you in your room, kind of things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really specifically pinpoint a certain thing, but that was just an everyday occurrence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Like I say, a lot of things would have happened to you while you was in there, Craig, that you don't know as being abused. So like I say, even, you know, being locked in a room, because back in the day, that was just like a naughty corner, wasn't it? Like, you put there to be...
That's exactly right,
yeah. So like I say, you're not going to know. So like I say, we're going to put a statement down for you now anyway of what you've told me today. If anything does change, so, for example, if in a week's time you remember something happened that you think, oh, that was a bit of a bad time, just let us know and we'll add it onto the statement for you. It's not really a problem. Filling out these last details for you. And we'll... Okay. Now, Craig, next bit now is for cello. So you've been there for 6 months. Would you like the same kind of things there?
Sorry?
You know, in the second home you was in, was the abuse still coming on there?
It was even worse there, I think.
Okay. I'll put on there for you. And the... Okay. Now there is two things we do need from you there, James, Craig, sorry, for a claim. Okay, we do require photo ID and proof of address there, Craig. Now this can be a driving license, a passport or a bus pass, and then just a letter dated within the last 3 months, sorry. So any letter you've got at all. Now, the way we get that from you, Craig, I've just sent you a message via WhatsApp Messenger. Now, do you have any of those two on you at the moment? Because it does sound like you're out there.
I've got my driving licence. I could maybe check the car. I'm actually driving about now. I've got you on the hands-free, so sorry. Could you look in that book and put it on and see if I've got a letter in there?
Yep. You just say, even if you don't have the letter just now, what you can do is just send the driving licence for now. It just comes up. Means we could conduct the first stage, you see. Because what I need to do as well, Craig, is just send you out a quick link for you to sign. It's just a link. It gives us the authority to proceed with the claim for you. So it lets us go to your local authority, which at the time we believe was fine, and request the details we need for the case. Now, while you're doing that, I'm just going to get this filled out for you. So bear with me a second. Just take a moment or two. Now, with the letter, Craig, as well, it can be any letter at all. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 months. That's all it needs. So it just needs to have a date on it, let's say January onwards.
Right, no problem. I'll get one as soon as I go home. I've actually found one in the glove compartment, but it was for DVLA and it's for last year, so.
Yeah, no problem. It's on it if you can for now. Just take a picture of your driving licence for me, pal.
I'll show you.
Right, I'm just filling it. I'm going to fill this form out for you. It shouldn't take me a moment or two to fill this out. Probably the date of birth. That's the 6th, 1917. 6. 8. So while you're doing that there, Craig, I'll just get this sorted out for you. So we can obviously get it all done at the same time for yourself.
Hey, what are you saying? Right, I'll see you later, then.
So, just to confirm there with you there, Craig, you went into care when you was 14, so that would have been around 1990, is that right?
Yeah,
fantastic, pal, no problem there. I'm just filling out, sending on your statements now to the file, and then what I'll do is I'll send a quick link over there for you to press.
Oh. Is how I got a picture up on that? There we go. That's me sent the driving license.
Perfect, I've got that there, Craig, so that's perfect, pal. So make sure it's in date. Is it in date? Yeah, perfect, no problem, Matt. So. Okay, no problem, Matt. Like I say, you're going to receive a text message in a moment there, Craig. It'll just say basically, hi, Ben Jacobs wants you to sign something, which of course is myself. Now, all it is, John, like I say, Craig, sorry, I keep calling you dad's name, I keep seeing your dad's name on the system. all it is, Craig, like I say, it just gives you the authority to look into the claim for you. What it also does as well, there is 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. So you can proceed and you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us for a private agreement. Now, with ourselves there, Craig, like I say, it's a nice, easy agreement for you. It can be done on a no-win, no-fee agreement. If you are unsuccessful for any reason whatsoever there, Craig, you will not be charged an absolute penny. Only on a successful claim, the solicitors take 16% off the back end of it. With VAT, it works out as 20%, but like I say, we are one of the cheapest in the country for this at the moment. Now, I'm just adding on to your beneficiary details, so I'm adding James on. And then what I'll do is I'll just send this straight over to yourself. Now, John, you've never changed your name at all, legally at all, like by default or anything like that, have you?
No, not at all.
No, and you'll have never been known by any other name in care at all, so any nicknames
no.
or... No?
No, not at all.
Yeah, no good stuff. Just like I say, a lot of people, when they're in care, when they move out of care, I understand the reason why, to be fair. When they get out of care,
they're trying to change their identity, leave that bit of their life behind, come on.
That's it, pal. That's it. You got it in one. So let me just get this up to you now. Okay. So I'm going to send this over. Oh. It's going to take a moment or two. Should be done in a second there, John. Craig, do apologise about this. 1 second. I'm going to have to buy your phone. Okay, so what it is, it should be a message sent out to you now. It's just a link for you to press there, Craig. It'll say, hi, click here. Now, when you open the link, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom. You'll see part one, part three, CFA, LOA, and free clarity, which is just the documents we need. All you need to do is scroll right down to the bottom. You'll see a box that says sign here and a button above it which says execute all documents.
Is that an email?
It'll be email and a text. It should come through both for you.
All right.
No worries. It'll be from Ben Jacobs. It should say my name on there.
I just said MMA.
That's the one, MMA legal. That's the one, Pop.
So what is it I'm trying to do with this stuff?
So what this is basically, it locks you in at the no win, no fee at 16%, and also gives us the authority to go to Fife local authority in the children's home you was in and request all the documents we need for the claim. But of course, we just need to see that there's proof that you was in the children's home at that time. We don't need to see full records because at the end of the day, when these people were doing these kind of things, he wasn't reporting it, so it's not really going to show any records. We just need to prove he was in that children's home from that time. That's about it, really, Tom.
No problem. So have I just signed this and sent?
Yeah, all you do, when you click the link, pal, scroll right down to the bottom. You'll see a box that says sign here, or sign below, and then a button on the top which says execute all documents. So once you've signed it, you just click the blue button which says execute. That's all you need to do, pal.
No problem.
Yeah, I think that's come back to us now, pal. I think you might have managed to sign that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. That's come back to us. So, like I say, when you are home, Craig, all I need to do is pop a little proof of address over, which is a letter. Just do it exactly the same via WhatsApp. Like I say, all you need to look for is that it was within the last 3 months, and just take it exactly how you took your license. So just a straight direct picture of it. No, that shouldn't be a problem. Let me just check there. So that's fine. Yeah, so perfect there. Like I say, Craig, what time do you reckon you'll be able to get that sent over?
Within the next hour.
The next hour, perfect. Once I get it from you, pal, like I say, I'll give you a quick call back or a little message and just let you know I've got it and we can accept it. Okay?
No problem at all. That's brilliant.
Perfect. Yeah, no worries then, Craig. Well, I'll catch you later. Have a lovely day for the time being.
Thank you
very much.
You too.
Appreciate it, pal.
You too. Cheers, Craig. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.